Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. Of all the scenes and texts of sacred scripture, today's gospel scene stands out as very different. We find Jesus today not performing a miracle, teaching a parable, or telling a story, but rather we find here in Matthew 16 a scene of Jesus speaking with the 12. They are in northern Israel in Caesarea Philippi. And it's here that the role of St. Peter stands out. The scene opens with Jesus asking a question: who do people say that I am? And that general question elicits a varied response, all sorts of opinion, all sorts of ideas. Jesus then quickly moves to the more particular. And he says, who do you say that I am? After hearing all the opinion, he gets particular. And it's the answer to that question that forms the rest of this scene. That particular question unveils to us the primacy of Peter and the promise of God upon him. So Jesus asks that question, who do you say that I am? And Peter alone speaks. He says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter speaks, as we see, inspired by God. And Jesus then tells Peter who Peter is. He says, Simon, son of Jonah, blessed are you, for you are Peter. And then the promise, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld will not prevail against her. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. It's really a most beautiful scene. Out of the particular, we see an identity and a promise. Earlier in this gospel, Jesus gathered with the great big crowd. And he spoke the Beatitudes. He spoke promises to all who will follow him. Blessed are you. Here, we find another Beatitude, not directed to all, but to Peter alone. He is the rock. And the promise of his vocation. In this scene, Jesus is establishing an order. Jesus is forming the church. He's entrusting authority, connecting heaven and earth, connecting these apostles with himself. And the church is that beautiful reality, more than a group, more than like-minded individuals. More than people of a consensus. The church is the body of Christ. And just as your body and my body has different parts and an ordering, or else it's not right, or else it's subject to death, so too the church. And the role of Peter in the church stands clear. He's all about unity. Unity in faith, a proclamation of hope, a making known of God's love, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that proclamation is secure in the church through the promise of Jesus to Peter. Here in 2020, we have had 266 Peters. that unity in the church has extended from that time onward. And while there are many challenges, while there are many popes that have been corrupt, while there have been plenty of popes that have been terrible sinners, it is the office of Peter. It is the primacy of Peter, the role of Peter that has been entrusted to this world, which still remains to this day. I'd like to just close with three little words about unity in the church in light of 2020. The first word is this: be careful of groupthink. In today's gospel, Jesus is interested in what other people think of him, and he poses that question. But more important is what you think. More important is that act of faith, that person to person, and what God thinks. My friends, we will not be saved by groupthink, but we will only be saved by the body of Christ, which is the church. And that demands our thought. It demands our personal response. Who do you say that Christ is? And a willingness to hear who God says he is. Number two, live in awareness of your identity. In professing who he believes Christ to be, Christ has a word for Peter. And today in 2020, we are aware of identity politics. We're aware of tribal think, of being the victim. But let it be clear that we are so much more. We are more than who we think we are. And certainly, we have a vocation to be so much more. And finally, a word of promise and hope. The promise that Jesus extends to Peter today, that the gates of the netherworld will not prevail against the church. They are words of such great promise and hope. And as members of that church, we are to be witnesses of hope, people of hope, in a world that is desperate for that gift. Today, I encourage you to pray for our 266th Pope, Pope Francis. Ask God to bless him. Thank God for him. And I close with the words of the 264th Pope, who is now a saint, St. John Paul II. He said this: "You and I are not the sum of our weaknesses and failures. We are the sum of the Father's love for us and our real capacity to become the image of his Son, Jesus." My friends, may we take that word to heart and thank God for this beautiful scripture, the event of Matthew 16. God be with you.